No, they never could do that.
Were you discriminated against in any kind of circumstances, for instance, apart from joining the program?
No.
Did you join any Chinatown activities?
Well, I would participate whenever I have time, if I'm not too busy.
What sort of activities did you participate in?
Well, I don't say it's a great deal. I think I should put more time in it. But
have you done it? Do you remember doing anything?
I used to have the, you know, when the boys are in the service, I used to have the, what is that? AWVS, you know, the AWVS.
Oh, no.
That is for the soldiers. And there's some of those flyers in the audience. And I did have a bunch of girls. And, you know, cook for them, serve them, serve food for them.
To the Chinese?
Yeah, to the Chinese soldiers.
Soldiers, okay, mm-hmm. Who were in the American Army during World War II.
Yeah.
I see. What about the family associations? Did you or your husband ever join any family associations in Chinatown?
Yeah.
Which one?
CACA and Chinese Citizens.
Ah, Chinese American Citizens Alliance. What about the Benevolent Association?
Well, at one time we belonged to that one too, but somehow we got away.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's not much to do, you know, for one thing.
Yeah.
They don't, not too much cooperation, you know, I mean, between you. I mean, but it's all right. I think those are very nice people over there. I don't say they are not doing that part. You know, I have a friend that she and I used to go down there a lot, but she passed away. But since she passed away, I just stopped going there. I used to participate. I used to go down to the store.
Okay. How about the, was there a child family association?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And did your husband join it?
Oh, yes. Yes, he is the treasurer there.
Oh, I see.
He is the one that run around and organize that.
Do you speak Cantonese with your husband or English?
I speak Cantonese with him.
How about with your children?
My children, sometimes they don't speak that much Cantonese, but once in a while I do say a few words in Cantonese with them.
How about the Wong Family Association? Did you join the...
Well, I used to go, but I am formally a Wong.
Right.
Yeah.
Used to go,
but now, you know, my brother, my sister-in-law passed away. Usually she and I, we go together. We go every year. Mm-hmm. And then now, you know, we move down Hong Yao. We call it Hong Yao, you know.
Yeah.
Some Hong Yao, so I stopped Hong Yao.
Why did you start going?
Well, it's kind of hard for me to go driving, but now with all these things going on, you know, I get mugged, not down Chinatown, but I mean, you get mugged.
Here?
Just this last time, I'm coming out from the bank. That's how I got hurt, that mug.
Yes, I understand you were somehow hurt by... thief or vandal.
Yeah.
But
now things are getting kind of bad. I'm afraid to go anywhere in the dark. I don't go anywhere. You know, since my husband passed away, when my husband was alive, he and I usually go.
Do you remember what you did when you were at the family association? What did they talk about? What sort of business did they conduct? Activity?
They usually... Mostly for the Chinese, I'm sure. You know, whenever they have maybe some activities coming up, like a queen contest or something like that.
Uh-huh. I. What were your leisure time activities when you and your husband
played together? My husband played golf mostly.
I see. How about you? Did you go along?
He bought me a set. He wants me to play. I didn't like the sun because every time when I hit the sun, my face gets freckled.
Oh, and you don't like freckles?
And I don't like freckles. I just quit. I didn't play.
I see.
He bought me a nice set, over $100. And he wants me to go ahead and go with him. I didn't want to go with him. You know, I married him for so many years. I never cooked breakfast or lunch for him.
Mm-hmm.
For 10 years. No, he'd go to the club. He'd play golf early in the morning. He eats at the clubhouse, eat breakfast at the clubhouse, have lunch at the clubhouse. But he'd come back here for dinner.
And you cooked him dinner?
Yeah. He cooks the dinner and I cook. We both cook.
Oh, how nice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. He's a wonderful man. Good man.
Mm-hmm. How about yourself? Did you have any personal activities? Leisure time activities? You know,
I belong to a woman's home. No, I don't. I meant to go play bridge, but since I, since all these things going on in the city, afraid to go out at night, I just stopped going.
How about in the 30s and 40s?
Oh, I used to play the canasta, yeah. We did have a group of friends that we get together, we play canasta.
Chinese
and American.
Yeah. How many people were involved?
Oh, usually about 10, 8 or 10.
Was it a monthly?
Yeah. Weekly.
A weekly.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else? Do you know how to play mahjong?
I used to play mahjong. I lost so much money one time. After that, I said, I don't play it.
Oh,
I don't
play
know
for
how to
real,
play.
Huh?
Yeah. I went to the association.
The family association. Oh, I see. They had regular mahjong games?
Yes, they have it every night, every day. I play with the men. They know all my cards. You know, they know exactly what I got in my hand. So I lost $35 after that. I said, I don't know how to play. They still want me to go down there and play. I can go there.
I can understand why they wanted to play.
Yeah.
Do you have any relatives back in China?
No. Mm-hmm. My father-in-law passed away.
I see. So you never had any contacts with people in China?
No.
How about at home, when you or any members of your family got sick? Did you use any Chinese herbal medicine?
Oh, yes.
Oh.
I believe in it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever visit those Chinese doctors?
When I got hurt this time, I tried to get one.
Oh.
I called him and they told me that he'll be back by 11 o'clock. I said, oh, I can't wait up till 11 o'clock. I didn't. There's only one. I got him through a drugstore.
This is the only one you knew of?
But I have an acupuncture doctor. I use him all the time.
Oh, that's
good. Mm-hmm.
Both
Chinese.
You and your husband used a great deal of Chinese medicine.
My husband is one that used a lot of Chinese medicine.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
And how about your kids?
I don't really.
Did you teach them?
I teach them a few little things. Yeah. Something like that.
But tell me the names of the medicines you use.
Oh, I don't know. You know, bow, bow, say mei, look mei, you know.
Lanta.
Lanta. I don't think they know how to use it.
How about you? Did you ever drink that stuff?
Long time ago, I did.
That's interesting. How about Western doctors? You do go to the Western doctors?
Oh, yes, every 3 months. At a checkup.
Does your husband know how to write Chinese?
Oh, yes.
He was from China.
He's from China.
When did he come over here?
Oh, I think he came here a long time ago. I don't know what year he came here. Mm-hmm.
And he just closed up his restaurant business in Louisiana after he
sold that up.
Yeah. So.
Mm-hmm. I didn't like it over there. Mm-hmm. I can't stand the hot food.
Oh, is that where he ran his business in a black district?
Yeah, in the black district.
Oh.
At that time, they used, the one time their restaurant got robbed, they used me for the interpreter, for a Chinese cook.
Ah.
Got robbed.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Did he ever think about having another restaurant?
No, I don't want a restaurant. No restaurant for me.
Okay. Did he do much else besides golf in his leisure time?
He loved to play cards.
Cards?
He plays the black.
Oh, the domino?
Yeah, the Chinese domino. He loves that.
Oh, Pai golf.
Pai golf.
Yeah.
And he plays mahjong.
Oh.
He plays.
At home? Or?
No, he plays with friends. He played poker.
And were his friends on Chinese then?
He has both Chinese and American.
Half and half?
Mm-hmm.
Did he do much of fun, say, for the football games or anything?
Oh, he loves that.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
What else did he do? Movies? Did you guys go to movies?
No? Oh, I guess. We used to go to the movies. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What about things like that? Dances?
We, long time ago, we used to dance. He's not much of a dancer. Every time he danced with me, he kicked me. So I wouldn't go dancing with him anymore.
Did he join any clubs? You know, Western clubs, American clubs, like
they want him to belong to the Mason and everything else. He wouldn't do. I don't feel like they would do.
Oh.
When he first came in town, the American people begged him to join the Mason. You know, we were in the egg business. The egg business, you have quite a few American people offer in the egg business. So we're all friends.
Was there a club just for beer distributors?
No.
Mm-hmm. And so he did not join any American social organizations?
No, he could not. Except the golf club he belonged to, he's playing with Americans.
Uh-huh, yeah. Oh, he belonged to a golf club?
Oh, he belonged to a golf club.
Which one is that?
Oh, he belonged to many.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
What about during World War II? Did you pay attention much to the Chinese here during World War II? In other words, do you regularly follow up on the so-and-so, you know, Chinese? What the Chinese person is doing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Could you tell me who were the most prominent Chinese back in those days, before World War II?
Before World War II? You're talking about long, long time ago.
Yeah, in the 30s, up to mid 40s.
The most prominent one all those belong to the Zhonghua, because they all claim to be prominent. I know every time there's a banquet, they call a certain name, they raise their hand, got up, that's all I know.
Oh, I see. you mean not in your mind there wasn't any, no name in your mind, I see.
Mm-hmm.
What about family? Were you aware of any prominent Chinese families?
Well, there are quite a few Chinese families that I'm very, very friendly with. A couple of them gone, you know.
Yes, I'm interested in even those family families.
Yeah, well, I mean, a very dear friend of mine, Virginia Liu, she passed away.
She's
Chinese.
So Her husband's name is Lou?
Yeah, Lou.
What business are you doing?
He's in the produce, and they have the produce, and I guess he has some farm property and all that.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. Is he involved in business on 9th Street? You know, down to China?
9th Street?
That's where the, all the Chinese produce and companies have their business.
Yeah, I think he has a stall there.
Did Virginia and you, what did you talk about when you were with your friend, like Virginia and...
Well, we go together, we go to shopping together, we go to the music center, and we play the canasta together.
Do you play the concerts, Rick?
Not now, I used to, yes.
Classical music then, you know?
Yeah.
What about Chinese music, did you ever?
Oh, I love Chinese music.
Which kind?
The old kind.
The Chinese opera?
The Chinese opera.
Mandarin style or the Cantonese style?
Either Mandarin or Cantonese.
Did you go to see any of those performances?
Yeah.
Were there any in the 30s and 40s?
Yeah, there were more than now.
Those troops came from China?
Yeah.
And would you say you, at that time, did you prefer Chinese music over Western or the other way around? In the 30s and 40s?
I don't know. My
end tape.